This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Monday on ESPN Arkansas. He hit that line now app. What's going on, everybody? Welcome, one and all, to the Ruskin and Sack program. I don't know. We haven't done anything yet, and there's already people watching on the internet.
Why?
Like, what are you
what
doing?
What is wrong with you? Stop it. Like, Go home.
I know one of them's Abner. I can't explain the others. Like, I don't understand. Like, there's nothing to see here yet. We haven't done anything.
Really?
What are you getting? It's not Ticketmaster. You're not going to get a better seat. You're not going to get a better show by getting into the line earlier. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe it's just the end. It's the pregame, tailgating.
Oh, they are?
Like you did this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, tailgating. Yeah, that's what I did. What did I do this week?
You sat in your driveway.
That's right.
And listened to the baseball game.
An inning. Well, the bottom of it, top of, an inning. Yeah, an inning. One whole inning. Yeah, I did.
Oh, me old.
Yeah, I did. I did. And nobody walked by. Nobody cared. I was going to wave at people, say hello. Nobody was there.
That's the oldest thing you can possibly do is sit in your driveway and listen to a baseball game.
I know.
Did you feel old?
I did. Yeah, okay. I did, actually.
Did you have
my camping chair.
Did you have, like, calf-high socks on?
No.
Stripes?
No, the typical
short shorts?
Ankle socks.
Like those old coaches' shorts that were rubber?
No. I need a TV out there.
Yeah.
And then people walk by, hey, what's the score? I'm like, oh, well, let me tell you what the score is. There you go.
You could just update people as you were going
right,
by.
Right, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Try to be neighborly. Something like that, you know?
Since when?
I don't know. I just... But, I did that for an inning. And then Dossett may have injured himself severely. We haven't officially heard yet on that. It didn't sound great by Phil's description of it. And Phil described it as accurately as you can in that moment. And I was like, okay, I'm going inside now. It was kind of a little warm. I was in the shade, but still, you know, it's a little toasty. So went back in the air conditioning the way
too much. One inning was enough.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they proceeded to give up six more runs, and that was it anyway.
Yeah, it spiraled out of control at that point. But you know, hey, you got the one you needed.
You know, I have. We'll put all of that in its proper context coming up here little bit. Well, we're going to try to, because it's not football or basketball or these other sports. It's different, and you know, they lose, and people think, well, the whole thing's this is never going to work. That's not exactly how this works. DQ is here.
Hi,
standing
DQ.
By in the control room. Hi, DQ.
Hi.
All right.
How's your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah? Did you do anything fun?
No.
Okay.
Did you do anything not fun?
Did you do anything?
Oh, I did go to the Strawberry Festival yesterday at the Fayetteville Square.
Yeah?
Kind of disappointing.
Really?
There were no strawberries.
How can you have a strawberry festival
only Fayetteville?
I think
is that on the banned list?
So I think what happened is the farm that they, you know, worked with for the strawberry festival, I think they sold out of strawberries
super
quickly. Seems
like kind of a dumb way to go about it, where you're relying on one supplier.
I couldn't even find strawberry lemonade. So I went home.
A good addict has a second, like I made a backup my own. Supplier.
Yeah.
We got a texter. JT wants to know if you got sent to the garage.
No, no. No, I left.
You went on your own.
Yeah.
Where were the dogs?
They're inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went to a strawberry festival with no strawberries.
Yeah.
Were there petitions?
Wouldn't that be just a
there
festival?
Were petitions.
What were they petitioning this time?
Something about felons. I had never seen that one before.
Oh,
the
felons.
The felon petition.
What could they possibly want
basically
to...
Basically reestablishing a felon's right to vote after they get out of jail.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's big for our crowd. That's a big one for us.
But they didn't have Madison County, so...
Mm. I can still vote.
There he is.
I don't know if it was just a Washington... It might have just been a Washington County thing.
So they want to let the felon... They want to move all the felons into Washington County so they can vote.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily what they were aiming for.
I think you've oversimplified it.
Did I? Oh, I don't want to oversimplify anything and turn this into a me versus DQ thing.
If I'm stalking someone, though, I'm really careful.
Speaking of felons.
That's right.
What?
But it was okay. Mm.
The only thing I could think about now is if, like, let me just play a hypothetical for you, all right? This is a hypothetical situation. If I were to say leave at 25 after the hour, do I have to use a vacation day for that? Or do I get like the full, do I get time? Do I get credit for that?
DQ.
How does that work? what page is that on in the handbook? I don't know what that means.
DQ, during the next farmer's market, you should start a petition that if they're going to have a strawberry festival, there actually be strawberries.
Well, so
that'd be good, you know?
The thing is we're kind of at the end of the prime strawberry season.
Oh, I didn't know.
That's right, yes. Okay.
So
yes.
I don't know why they waited so long to have the strawberry festival, because it makes sense why the farms would be out of strawberries.
Right.
Or out of fresh, good strawberries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they just, the timing wasn't spot on. But that's okay.
That's
it was their first year.
All right.
Yeah. And they didn't say like first annual strawberry festival. They said inaugural.
Very
like
good.
That. Okay, so, they got that right.
Good. Good. It can't be annual if it's the first one. We've talked about that many times. Yes. All right. Let's see here. You can text us, and maybe we'll take some calls later. Or maybe we won't. I don't know.
Okay. I'm being told.
McClarty Daniel Hotline.
I'm being told the strawberries were purchased during the farmer's market on Saturday.
They were sold out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so
maybe
then
we
should have
had
silly.
Maybe we should have had this festival on Saturday and not a Sunday. Or
that's slightly upsetting then.
Or not sold the strawberries on Saturday that we were going to sell on Sunday. Maybe there's a little problem there.
The farmers market people need to talk to the strawberry people. They need to get on the same page and make this right.
They had strawberry jerky?
Okay.
How do you do that?
I saw that. I don't know.
How do you do
he
strawberry
claims
jerky?
That strawberry jerky and strawberry tamales were equally terrible.
Oh, okay. A strawberry tamale.
I don't know. It was their first time. They didn't hit the mark on all the stuff.
Oh, they learned a lot.
They learned. And I couldn't find any strawberry lemonade.
They've been doing Strawberry Fest in Bald Knob for like 40 years or something. Because that's, you know, and they do it a little bit earlier in May because that's peak. Strawberry time.
Absolutely.
Fayetteville could learn from Bald Knob. Just saying.
Oh, no. Don't say that out loud. Fayetteville, they lead the way.
Yeah. So, really, if I left at 22:25 after the hour.
You're not going to let this go, are you?
I just want to know what the rule is. Is that a vacation day, or how's that work?
A day.
So, it's half a vacation day.
That's correct.
Okay. At what point, you know how in baseball you play five innings? At what point is this show official?
Ooh, good question.
4:31. We're official at 4:31. All right.
Abner's texting, if Fayetteville can have a strawberry festival without strawberries, can the university have a championship parade with no national championship? Abner?
Well, that was a mean thing to say, Abner.
Abner.
Go back to your parishioners. Leave us out of this, will you?
Great question out of Murfreesboro. Is strawberry jerky a fruit roll-up?
Sounds like one. Yeah.
No, it was actual jerky. I saw the tint. I was not brave enough to try strawberry jerky.
Should have brought it in. We could have tried it.
Yeah, could try live on air.
We could have.
Yeah, but then
Zach
you would have made some poor guy feel bad about his jerky because he would
have. When have we cared about
thrown
that?
Up or something?
Yeah, we could make him. Well, he could feel bad now listening to this. I mean,
I bet he does if he listens.
BE is outing Johnson County, an entire county. The Peach Festival in Johnson County has imported Georgia peaches.
Oh, that's a travesty.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
All right. Their corruption at local government coming up next.
the news center is right. Live. With
How
more.
Can you have a strawberry festival without strawberries?
For real, did anyone not think to go to Whole Foods?
Yeah, really.
I mean, with that crowd, you can't go to Walmart. You go to Whole Foods. Everybody knows that.
Now, the gentleman that said the strawberry jerky and strawberry tamales equally terrible says he would not disrespect fruit roll-ups like that.
Okay, well, this guy's coming in very harsh about the strawberry jerky.
He's the only one who apparently tried it. So.
I did not try it, so I don't know if he's right or wrong.
I will defer to the idiot from the 4-7. That's Mary Bandit.
One person's opinion was not a fan. This guy could have spent his whole life working on this, and now his dreams are crushed after one. You know what I mean?
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
DQ's got our poll questions.
All right.
DQ, yeah, I'm excited
let's
for
do
them.
This.
Okay, so this one was submitted by...
I haven't looked at any of these
okay,
today.
This one was submitted by Ryan in Prairie Grove.
All right.
If you find a tick crawling on you, are you paranoid that there are ticks crawling on you for the rest of the day?
Yes.
Yes, well,
I can
no,
feel,
or
I can feel
again,
them crawling on
I'm
me.
Not paranoid.
I can feel them.
Yeah, the rest of the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, that yep. sucks.
77% say yes.
Yeah.
There is 6% of voters that say they are not paranoid.
Whatever.
Liars.
Liars.
Okay.
Liars.
No chance.
Have you ever purchased something out of obligation because you were the only one in the store?
I do that when I pee at a gas station.
That doesn't count.
Okay. All right.
You walk into a shop, like a downtown store. Mm. There's no one else in there.
Like a mom, pa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they greet you. And then you're like,
no,
oh, man.
No.
Really?
No.
I do it all the time.
I like my money.
I feel horrible. I try to find the cheapest thing that could be most useful to me, And I'll usually buy it.
So stay out
And
of
I'm
stores.
Sure they're back there thinking, oh, thanks. That'll well, save us.
Yeah, $5. Thank
they're you. Sitting in the back and they're like, oh, man.
It costs more to run the credit card.
Well, so,
well, they're sitting in the back going, please don't buy anything. Please, I don't want to get up.
Well, I thought of this question because at the Strawberry Festival, I ended up buying something that did not have a price tag on it.
Uh-oh.
And I...
It's on the house.
It was...
How much was it?
Okay. So I'm just going to... There was a vendor that had these earrings, and the price of the earrings was $5, and then there was a $10 pair. Mm. Okay? Okay.
But?
So next to these earrings were these all these magnets, like clay magnets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, since the earrings are $5, these magnets can't be that much. So I picked out two, and the lady said, okay, that'll be
$20. $20?
Wow.
For clay magnets? Yeah. Why do you go to these festivals?
I don't know. And then I couldn't give
myself... Trying to help out the artisans.
I couldn't bring myself to say, oh, I'll just take one.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought both of them.
So you bought both of them. What are they? What kind of magnets? What shape were these
one
in?
One was a pie. One was shaped like a pie.
These like refrigerator
magnets? Yeah,
yeah. Oh, okay.
And one was shaped like a baguette.
Oh, good. Thank you. What are you doing with your life?
Are these good magnets, or if you put one piece of paper, is it going to cause the whole thing to slide down the refrigerator?
I haven't tested it.
Mm.
They stick on the fridge, so that's good enough.
That is good. Sometimes magnets, that's true. Yeah. You can get that side of the fridge they don't stick on, and then you're like, well, what do I do now?
When you were a kid, did you have those letters? Like, my mom always put letters on there until I learned how to spell the words you're not supposed to.
Right. Yeah,
and
yeah,
then,
yeah.
Yeah. Then it was like
we had those.
A J and a Q is all that was up
that's
there.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
The most challenging game of Scrabble ever.
Have you ever? Oh, sorry. 55% said no. 44% said yes. So the vote is kind of split on that one.
Okay.
Have you ever used the extra buttons that are given with a new shirt?
I have not.
Yes. Yes,
yes
I have. Yep.
Well, you are with the 27% that says yes. 72% say no. I throw it away.
Last wedding I went to, I pulled the button off of my sleeve. And I had to go sew it back on. Yes, I can sew.
That's a good quality to have.
Sew a needle pulling thread?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Home ec came in very, very handy.
Good for you. Okay,
Made
last
a gym
one.
Gym bag, too. But whatever.
Last one. Do you actually like driving with the windows down? Yes, I love it. No, I hate it. My air conditioner is broken.
I have a rule on this. Go ahead.
I have another poll question for tomorrow. So you go ahead.
I have a rule on driving with my windows down. If it is 72, if it's 73 degrees, I will not put the windows down. If it is 60 to 72, windows are down all the time.
Okay.
Anything over 70, because I don't like to sweat.
Yeah.
I hate it.
That was clean. Okay, go ahead.
There's already a cut of that. We don't need another one.
No, it's version two. It's
yeah,
updated.
It's DQ's version.
That's
no.
right. Yes, it's your
I hate
it era.
I don't like driving with the windows down.
Do your windows go down?
Yes.
Oh,
I don't like.
I mean, I didn't
know. Like the feeling of wind in your hair.
Yeah.
I hate that. It just tangles up
your hair. Your hair is very long.
It just tangles up my hair.
Right.
I have to bring a hairbrush with me.
Do you think bald men, which you,
they probably love it.
You hate. They've got to love, you know, having the wind in their, you know, whiskers.
They probably love it. I just don't. And plus, if you roll the back windows down, but you don't have the front windows down, then it gets that annoying helicopter noise.
Oh, that's
and
worse. Yeah.
It's just kind of, it's a real hassle.
See, I don't have back windows, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
Well, you got to roll the other window down on the other side.
Right.
Or you get that woof, 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 woof thing.
So.
Whatever that's called. Probably a scientific name for that.
Somebody tell us what that whoop, 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 whoop sound
60%
is
say they love it. 36% say they hate it. 3% says that their AC is broken.
Perfect.
But get your AC fixed.
It's expensive, man.
I know it is. I know it is.
Expensive.
Oh, I know it is.
What was your poll question?
He forgot.
Are you still using the same sewing kit from high school?
No.
My mom... still has the sewing kit from 1972 or whatever it is.
Oh, an antique.
Yeah. And other people I have known in my life are using the same sewing kit from high school. I don't know where my sewing kit is. I don't have one. But if I did, I'd probably use the same one.
Guess what?
Because you got all those supplies.
Guess what you're getting for your wedding.
Oh, notions. Thank you. I'm gonna get my old push pin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that what's that red thing you put the pins? Is that a push? What do you call that thing?
A pin cushion.
That's it. Yeah. Looks like a tomato.
Yes.
With BBs in it.
Is there any reason it looks like a tomato?
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know the origin story on the pin cushion being red and green.
DQ, we have a text out of the 501 for you. DQ, he's a 10, but he likes to drive with his windows down.
If that's what you like to do, that's fine. I don't want to be in the car.
Okay. You have to put a hat on.
It's just annoying.
You don't wear and hats. Then
I don't often. Mm. Because when you have bangs, it's kind of... With a hat, you really have to make the commitment to the hat for the rest of the day.
Go on. I want to
know. That's not true.
I want to know what the commitment as a.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
No. Yes, it is.
When you have bangs and you put a hat on, you mess up the bangs and it sits flat, and you have to basically shower again for them to get back in the original shape to straighten them that you need to.
No.
So it's just better to not wear a hat so you don't have to make like that commitment in the early
morning.
They
literally invented a condition for this. It's called hat head.
Every day before I come here, I spend a couple hours in a hat.
Then what do you do?
Then I shower and get ready.
Right.
And this happens.
But you take a shower. If you leave the house with a hat on, you're stuck with it.
Like,
you're wearing it for the rest of the day.
If I wear a hat in the morning and I go on a walk and then I come home and shower, then my hair's fine because
Well, that's what I do.
It's been washed. But if I wear a hat...
What she's saying is if you came to work then, with the hat...
If I wear a hat and then, say at noon, I want to take the hat off...
Can't do it.
My bangs are all messed up and I can't fix it.
I agree with that.
And I can't even like pull out a hair straightener or anything to try to fix it.
What you're doing, DQ, is you're taking my words and twisting them around. That's what you're doing.
DQ, Corey's DM'd me. And he says, look, I'll buy a bottle of whiskey if you're willing to go to the wedding venue where Ruskin is getting married, dig up the bottle they buried, and replace it with the cheapest bottle you can find.
That would be so funny.
Like some old crow?
Yeah.
We didn't bury this.
Oh, yes, you did.
Or
it's just a bottle
of
that.
Or maybe they don't remember that they
buried it. Well, he doesn't know where he buried it.
It's just a bottle of hydrogen peroxide. It's not even... It's like, oh,
with
what,
like brown dye in it.
What if we drank the bottle and just put the empty bottle back?
That could happen. Yeah, that could happen.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh boy!
Oh,
we
well.
Are getting.
All right. Thank you, DQ, for the poll questions. There, you don't have to do the sewing one. It wasn't my best. So it was better in my head than when I said it. But I was wondering how many
well,
people
Hacker still has his.
People still use
not
their
the
sewing.
Guy we're following so, well, into battle.
Well, maybe
to be honest.
What I'm saying, maybe more people would relate to this than you think. I don't, but
well, I guess so. But I was amazed that. That multiple people still have their high school sewing, including my mom. It's this yellow like I don't know. It's kind of like one of those caboodles. Only it wasn't. It's not a caboodle because they didn't have those in the 70s.
No,
but it's this yellow thing with a handle on the top. Yeah, that's my mom's sewing kit. I'm gonna inherit that someday, probably.
Wow,
so, isn't that exciting?
Wow, that's great. Good for you. You'll put it in the closet. You'll never remember where you put it.
Right. Did my dad just send a picture of it in?
Did he?
He sent a picture.
Why?
Yeah, he did. There it is.
Yeah, there it is. Sure
See,
enough.
That's it.
Boy, that is 70.
That's like a nice one.
It's like that.
It's a big one.
Now, hear me out on this.
Yeah.
I don't think that's...
He opened it.
I don't think that originally is a sewing kit. I think that's a tackle box.
Turn sewing kit. You may be right about that, honestly.
I think
you're right about that.
Yeah. I recognize
Mine
that.
Was like a... When I did, FCS... which is what they call it now because home ec was so offensive to people.
We were a proper country once.
I just took one of those like little like pencil boxes that they have for like crayons and stuff, and I just put everything in there. That's what I did. I didn't get a big fancy tackle box or anything like that. And I don't know where it is. I don't know if it exists anymore. Maybe gone.
Well, guess I what?
Know. I don't know.
Come wedding day.
Now my mom is sending me a picture of the sewing kit.
Why are you all listening to this? Go out. Touch grass. It's nice outside.
Go sit in the driveway
Please,
and listen on
drink
AM.
Drink a beer. Say hi to your neighbors. Good night. What is wrong with you people?
Go sit in the driveway and listen on AM. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right. Look, you listened to this show for like 25 years when he was living at home. You're not tired of it yet?
They got to be.
They have
gotta
to be.
Got
to
be. Got to be. All right. You can join us on the McLarty Daniel hotline, 866-285-4005.
But why would you want to?
You know. I don't know.
Your dad's waiting on the mailman.
This text reads, if I had bangs, I'd have a different idea on hats. Well, when all of this up here falls down, I have bangs. I just push them back.
When are you getting your
hair? Push them back, way back.
All right, so what he says to me today.
What I do.
We're sitting in the office at Mega Desk, and he says to me, I need to go get some self-tanner.
Yeah. Well, you
and then he goes, well, I didn't start anything. And then he goes, because, you know, this just ain't going to work. Now,
I'm going to blind the camera.
But your arms aren't going to be showing unless these suits are short.
No. This is for the week after on the beach. Well, this is for after.
Spend the day outside before you have the pictures taken.
Well, I've done that, but I don't know.
DQ.
I need to take my shirt off is what I need to do. Not in here, I mean outside.
So against
outside, I need to do that.
So they have bronzer. So it's an oil, and then you put this mitt on your hand, and you kind of rub the mitt all over your body.
Yeah. What a dumb idea.
That's what I'm going to have to do.
Really?
I'm going to have to do that.
I'm not worried about being tanned for that, because, like you said, I'm covered head to toe, more or less. I'm talking about the week after that.
Right, but you know what? Don't worry about it.
I don't want people to confuse me with a beached whale. So, I mean, I have a little bit of a concern about that.
You remember those Michelin tire commercials? The Michelin
so much is riding on your tires.
The big, you know, guy, the tire guy. That's what they'll confuse you with.
I remember when the baby sat in the middle of the tires. Remember those?
Yeah, but they thought that was offensive, so they had to take the baby out.
Who was offended? The baby?
Yeah, the big baby was very offended by that.
Big infant was upset by that?
Now, here's...
calm down.
Everybody's saying go get a spray tan. Now, DQ got one of these back alley spray tans once, jumped in Beaver Lake, and it just
I'm not getting
right
a tan in some guy's garage or a woman's garage. I'm not doing that.
Well, that's how you do it.
I'm going to a legitimate, reputable place.
You're
going to
lay in a tanning bed?
No, I'm not doing that.
A tanning bed is bad for you, but spray tans, you get a spray tan.
The sun.
You get a spray tan for an event.
Uh-huh.
Bronzer is more lasting.
Okay, so I need bronzer with a mitt.
I would suggest bronzer with a mitt. Bronzer. It's weird.
I'm going to put that on my shopping list. Bronzer with a mitt. That's what I'm putting on it.
It's weird, but it works.
Is it like just for men, for your skin? Is that what it is?
Well, I don't think they have men or women.
It's lacquer.
Yeah. Okay, it's an oil.
Oh, it's old. It's like old English.
Exactly. And you have to, and then you do like a thin layer.
Thompson's water seal.
Yes, exactly. It's like staining your deck.
Okay, great. Now I understand.
That's
all right, great.
Pretty much what we're doing.
All right, very good.
Oh,
all right.
Gosh.
It's a. He can lift.
He just looks at me. He's like, I need to get a tan.
Well, you said your daughter needs a tan.
Well, my daughter and I are at odds over. She's pale, like almost clear. That's how pale she is. And when we bought the dresses for your wedding, I looked at him like, baby, we've got to get you some color.
I need to be
somewhere.
Tanned after that.
Well, she went to a friend's yesterday and was out at the pool, forgot to put suntan lotion on.
That's bad.
So I mean, she's like pink now, and there's no in between with her. She doesn't have my skin. So there's no in between.
You know what people used to do? They would just lay on the roof with like baby oil.
I don't know anybody that laid on a roof. I do remember the baby oil thing.
Laid on a roof?
That was like a mid-80s thing.
First of all. And I know the previous generation was much tougher than we are. But did anybody ever consider hydration?
No.
In these sorts
of
things?
Absolutely not. No.
Like it's like 180 on a pleasant day on a roof.
Nope.
On a hot day, it's 250 up there.
No, we used to go to football practice for 3 hours, 2 water breaks. That was it. That's all you got.
Take a salt tablet. Right. Tub it up.
Kevin at Prairie Grove says tanning talk may get bingo early today.
Well, we'll see.
Tanning talk.
Yeah. Tanning talk. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to take my shirt off and everybody goes blind at the resort when I'm down there.
I speak for everyone when we say no.
It'd be
against that
when they pulled that sheet off the elephant boy. Like, oh, what happened? These people recoil in horror. I don't know the last time I had my shirt off in public. I can't remember what it was. Did we get that?
Oh, yeah. We got that one. Clean as a whistle.
There you go, Abner. Doing work for you today.
Melinda has texted in. She laid out on a roof with baby oil.
There you go. See?
Melinda's fair-skinned and red-headed. That didn't end well.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Yeah.
She comes back looking like one of those strawberries that should have been at the strawberry festival.
Oh, man. Yeah. But, yeah, and you, I don't, you know what I like? The shade. I like the shade. The shade is a good place
indoors
to be.
Is, there's nothing wrong with staying indoors.
Indoors is fine. Indoors, the shade is
the
good.
Air conditioning's indoors. Food's
yeah,
indoors.
Yeah, but sometimes the shade is really good. You get a little breeze when you're in the shade.
Yeah, it's great. Like, yeah, it's great. Again, 75 degrees, I won't go outside. Anything over that, it's too much.
Yeah, okay, all right. That's your threshold.
That's my threshold.
75 degrees, okay. All right, let's see here.
So, yes, Friday we had mannequins and trunks, and today we've got tanning talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, summertime's here.
Let's roll. Summertime. Summertime. All right.
Yeah, terrific.
Yeah, we're on top of it, man. We're all over it. And by the way, you can't let one run rule game let you think that the whole thing is going to fall apart and they're going to lose every game the rest of the year and go down with a whimper. Come on.
Who said that?
Everybody, this is the prevailing attitude about baseball now after Saturday's performance. Oh, well, you know, I had high hopes, but oh, well. They're still in the top five. They've still got, 40 some odd wins?
Yes.
They're not dog meat. And they're never going to have to play in that place again this season. You're going to be at home or neutral the rest of the way. Everything's going according to plan.
They won the division. Hardest division in baseball.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. That's right.
You know, the game they got run ruled didn't matter.
Yeah.
It was a meaningless baseball game.
Yes. And you saw some pitchers throwing in that game that are only going to be in the game if Arkansas is up 12 or down 12. That's just the truth of the situation. They were not using high leverage guys in a lot of Saturday's game, all right? They do need to get McIntyre to figure out whatever's going on there. That's about all there is to say about that. Hopefully Dawson's okay, but it didn't seem promising.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
We heard on Saturday.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
You know another thing I did the other day? Yesterday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching TV, and they had one of these Paramount
surprise.
There was one of these Paramount Plus ads.
Uh huh.
And they said they have every version of the Ninja Turtles of all time, all of them. I'm like, well, that's interesting. So, I'm a child of the late 80s, early 90s. I went back and I decided to watch the first Ninja Turtle cartoon when we were, well, I was younger than you, but, you know, it was the 80s. Yeah, it's not as good. It's not as good as back then. The animation is very bad. And then it turns out, I find out that there was a comic book. And then they wanted to sell toys, but they had no way to sell the toys. So they said, well, we need a cartoon. And then we can sell the toys. So it was all a racket anyway. And I took it. I had them all. I had the bus. I had all those toys. I don't have any of them anymore. They're probably worth more than your bobbleheads out there. But I don't have them. But yeah, I went back and I was like, let me see. You ever do that? You ever watch something or try something? Go somewhere you used to go and you're like, this isn't that good anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Where? What?
Well, there are a lot of things like that I will try from, you know, things from my childhood. And you're like, But like we were talking about I watched Jurassic Park over the weekend. Jurassic Park still holds up. Movies are a big one. Like movies that I loved when I was a kid. And you watch them again as an adult and you're like, this really isn't
yeah,
as
movies
good as,
is a big one.
Movies is a big one.
But that Jurassic Park still looks good,
Jurassic
even though
Park
the effects were made
great.
30 years ago.
It looks great.
Like they managed to do computer effects and they still look legit.
Yep.
They don't look dated. There are computer effects from the 80s that now they look like it's a joke.
Yeah.
But not with that movie. They spent the money.
Movies are a big one. Even TV shows that I remember. There was a show that I loved when I probably was 6, 7,
BJ and the Bear.
No. Oh. It was called Emergency 51. Oh. It was a story. It was based on the LA Fire Department and Engine 51. I loved it. That was back during the Zach wanted to be a firefighter phase. And it was on one of these, you know, like MeTV or one of those deals it was on. And I watched like 20 minutes of it. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
This is bad.
That's what happened.
This is really bad.
That's what happened. I'm watching this Ninja Turtles cartoon. And the first episode is the origin story of how, you know, the Splinter got in the sewer and then the ooze and all that stuff. And the Shredder's there. There's no Krang yet. I miss Krang. Krang was the X Factor in the Ninja Turtles. That show was going nowhere until Krang came in.
I don't know who that is.
Krang was the brain that lived in the midsection of a body. It was very bizarre. But Krang was a brain. And he had like tentacles and stuff and he was hitting buttons. Yeah. You know, Krang. You don't know Krang?
No, I didn't watch that. That was after I was like in high school when the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie came out.
He was never in the movies, which is one of the reasons the movies weren't that good. But
that and Vanilla Ice did the
Go Ninja Go.
That one.
So Krang lived in the midsection of this robot body. You see this? That's Krang in there. And
is that man wearing tights?
Yeah, he is. He's wearing wrestling tights.
DQ, I found your tights.
Yes. Yeah, for whatever reason, the body Krang was in was wearing red wrestling tights. Like, I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know why he couldn't wear pants.
Yeah,
here we are.
What you just showed me actually raises more questions than it answered. But, wow. DQ,
it was very bizarre.
I'm going to regret asking this. What cartoons did you watch as a child? I know you weren't allowed to watch certain ones.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to watch some.
Because you lived in an A&M style cult.
I guess Dora.
Okay, I know
you
Dora.
Know Dora.
I do.
Blue's Clues.
I love Blue's Clues.
Steve.
Oh, I love Blue's Clues.
Was it Steve then,
yep.
or was it somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. OG.
I liked Caillou.
I don't know
Caillou?
What that is. No, I don't know.
He's
what
that
bald.
Is. He's bald.
That helps.
Okay.
Like he's a bald little boy.
How did you love that and hate bald men?
Well, there you go. That's where.
Yeah, Darren, you all wish they could be like Caillou.
I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. I just thought I'd. This text on the McClarty Dinner Hotline for the 911 says Vanilla Ice is a national treasure.
Go take a lap. You're from Oklahoma. That explains a lot, but go take a lap. You'll feel better when you come back. Ricky and Booba likes Arthur. I liked Arthur. I know who, he was the, what was he?
The mouse.
He was
a mouse?
No, he was an anteater.
Oh, he's an anteater. That's right. Yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
He didn't have the nose
well,
thing.
Well, so originally, his original sketch, he did have the anteater nose. There's like a timeline of Arthur for some reason.
What about Babar? Did anyone watch
Babar the Elephant? Sure.
See, some of these shows, like I had Nickelodeon, and later we had Disney. But some of these shows, like Babar was on HBO. Well, we never had that. Unless it was that, you know, those 2 weeks every year where you got free HBO.
Yeah. Oh, man, you planned entire TV watching schedules around those two weeks.
You taped every movie that was on HBO those 2 weeks. And then you had movies on tape. Yes, you were set.
You just you hit record, and then you went to bed. You got up the next morning, you see what you got.
That's right.
Sometimes you got in trouble for what you got.
I used to. They had HBO in the timeshare where we go for vacation every summer in Fairfield Bay. And I used to love when a movie starts and they do that, the logo would like fly around and you'd see people's like houses. Dun, 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 dun. Remember that? Remember the opening to an HBO movie? It was like a big freaking deal.
Yes.
I loved that. I would watch that and then just go to the other room and play.
Arthur was an aardvark, according to this text.
Arthur
the 501.
I see. All right.
Let's see here. We got, boy, with cartoon talk. Who knew? Robert over at the Stadium Shop. Boy. He's got terrible taste in cartoons and guitarists. He likes Captain Caveman and Joe Bonamassa.
I watched Hong Kong Phooey.
Oh, I loved Hong Kong Phooey.
USA Cartoon Express.
Yes.
You brought that up last week when we were talking about something. But yeah, that's what I watched. And Captain Caveman and all that stuff. Yeah, that
Captain Caveman carried the club that like it was the precursor to Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Like it had like mechanical things
Original Inspector Gadget with Penny and
Don Adams.
Yeah, Dr. Claw. Mm-hmm. I'll get you next time, Gadget.
I did a great Dr. Claw until, we were smoking six packs of cigarettes a day.
Oh, yeah, anybody
great.
Could do it then. Yeah, that's right.
That was great.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Darkwing Duck.
Well, that was part of the Disney Afternoon. I remember the Disney Afternoon. It was a DuckTales, Darkwing Duck, Tailspin, and Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Now, High Fat Carnivores texted in and said Speed Racer was the absolute best. Speed Racer was overrated. That is a cartoon that made it had like a second life in the 90s. Yeah. It was not good in the 70s. It was not good in the 90s. Period. End of statement.
Yeah. I know I did this in real life. Did I do this here where I traced my cartoon lineage last week?
Yes.
I won't do it again. I won't bore you with that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I used to go to an eye doctor, though, and he would show Magilla Gorilla cartoons.
Magilla Gorilla
for sale. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Buy them, take them home and try them. Gorilla,
For sale.
Yes, I watched Magilla Gorilla as a
kid. Was down there in the doctor's building on University in Little Rock, and because I had to have two eye surgeries because I was cross-eyed. You know.
Hold up.
Mule kicks him in the head, eyes goes cross, kicks him again to go back.
Stop,
I don't know.
DQ, you're off the hook.
What happened?
What?
Oh, yeah. I had two eye surgeries. I still have a scar on my right eye, I think. I don't know if you can see it anymore.
Well, the bags are kind of hiding it.
Well, that's right. Yeah, exactly. Time has ravaged me. You didn't know about this?
No.
I remember the second one. Have I never talked about this in 5 years?
This is the first I've heard of it. Why didn't your dad just take you out to a pasture and have a mule kick you?
I remember the second one. Well, first of all, my dad was working or something because my grandma and my mom took me. My dad wasn't there. We stayed in
if he dies, he dies.
We stayed in the La Quinta Inn at University in 630.
Of course, absolutely.
We should have been killed.
The La Quinta Little Rock, absolutely.
Yes.
Who hasn't been there?
We ate at a restaurant that doesn't exist there anymore called Granny's the night before. And the next day, I remember a room with a lot of tiles on the wall. I remember screaming. And then I remember a hand going over my face and everything goes black after
that. That's usually how it happens.
The next thing I remember is being wheeled down a hallway. That's all I have. How about that? That's a powerful memory, isn't it?
You need to dress that story up with a mule.
I was 4 years old.
Get a mule. A mule in there, kick you
in the
head.
That's my first memory. I don't know if I remember anything before four. But it's tricky because, like, DQ... Do people tell you things you did and you think you remembered them, but
you probably heard that story a lot about like your mom talking about your eye surgery.
Yeah.
So then you kind of picture it in your head.
I remember the tiles and the screaming and the hand over my face and then darkness.
The screaming is interesting.
Well,
and the hand over your face.
Yeah. Well, it was probably, the mask, but I just think it was a hand over my face. I don't know. Yeah. That would have been 1986 maybe? Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And now, and
look
how,
at you now.
And look how I turned out. Yeah. That's exactly right. Right. Yes. Oh, man. I did like the Looney Tunes. We're getting some texts on the McCarty hotline about the Looney Tunes.
The Looney Tunes are classics.
They're classics. Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Except those like nine that they can't show anymore. But the rest of them are pretty good.
You know, there's a lot of things you can't do anymore.
That's true. That is true. I liked Woody Woodpecker. I like Garfield and Friends.
Yeah, that was
later. That was for you. That was later.
Muttley. Muttley was a Hanna-Barbera character.
Oh, you're gonna love this.
Oh, good. Yes.
Do you know what my dad's nickname in the 70s was? Muttley. That's a true story.
So I can now change his name in our text machine
to Muttley. Yeah.
Great Value Bob Ross.
Yeah, change it to Muttley.
Muttley.
Yeah.
Will he respond if I call him Muttley?
I don't know.
Why did they call him Muttley?
I don't know. They called him Muttley.
Was it like a CB radio thing?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because my dad had...
you've watched too many movies.
No, my dad had CB...
Oh, God, here we go.
What was your dad's handle?
Please.
What was it?
Make it a good one.
I know
it. What is it? What is it?
The Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yes! Really?
Oh, that delivered.
The Rhinestone Cowboy? Oh, my God. For those of you just joining us, we just learned that Kenny and Elka's CB handle was the Rhinestone Cowboy.
Why did they call him the Rhinestone Cowboy?
I don't know, but but my grandma made them all like jean jackets.
Breaker, breaker, this is the Rhinestone Cowboy. You got a copy?
I only found out because I found a letter that was addressed to just Rhinestone, and I said, oh, who is...
A letter?
Yeah. From a girl.
He had fan mail?
He had love letters.
He was a CB radio superstar, like the Bandit.
He had love letters?
Yes.
To the Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yeah, because it was like the girl he also had on CB, I guess, from Elkins. And he was from St. Paul.
Okay. I'll be 10-10 on the side. Over.
We need to take a pause for a second because there's a lot that's been thrown at us in the last 90 seconds. So, your dad in high school was a player. He was known as the Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yeah.
Does your mom know this?
Yeah. We read the letters
out
together.
Loud?
They weren't bad.
Did you?
No,
was
sorry.
He, like,
they weren't
to a
love.
Chair
sorry,
we were
they
this?
Weren't love letters because it was my dad getting friend zoned like really hard. But the girl said, like, I wish that she could love my dad and then also the guy she was dating. She was like, I wish I could love you both. So it was him just getting friend-zoned really hard.
Texter of the 479 pointing out that you will never get your fork back.
No, that you're going to lose another. You're going to be having two
you're
forks.
Never getting, you're never getting that
you're
back.
You lose another one. A knife,
I
maybe.
Hope he's okay with me talking about this.
Well, it's a little late for that now, isn't it?
Kenny, you dog.
The Rhinestone Cowboy.
Right. Now, when you were reading these to them, was he like tied to a chair?
No, I mean, we were all just laughing.
Was he laughing?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe? Okay, all right. C-Man says he thinks he remembers that handle.
Well, he's from Elkins, too.
That's right, he is. Abner proposing a new bit idea, Dear Rhinestone, coming up tomorrow on The Morning Rush. Oh, boy.
Maybe Muttley was my dad's CB handle, too. Maybe that's what it was. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Wow. Wow.
Boy, you never know around here, do
no,
you?
No, you really don't.
You
I
just never
have,
know around
I
here,
do
you?
I did not have Rhinestone Cowboy on my bingo card.
I would play it, but we don't have it in the system
no,
anymore.
Of course we don't.
But I know we played it once when the urn was here. I have no doubt about that.
The urn.
Walking these
Boy,
streets
they
so long.
So mad we called it the urn.
I know.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
We fueled up on peanut butter and we're ready to go for a little while longer.
I could hear my stomach growling through the mic.
See, we couldn't. I don't know if anyone could out there. Could you hear it in there?
If you could hear it, I'm sorry. And if you were offended, I'm sorry.
Maybe you could hear it.
I could definitely hear it.
You ever scratch your ear and it sounds really loud to you, but no one else can hear it? Yeah, maybe it was one of those deals. I don't know.
But I had my headphones on and I could hear it. Maybe it was my internal monologue. I don't know. But it was loud.
Like, if I scratch my cheek, it's pretty loud to me, but none of you can hear it.
Yeah,
right?
I guess that's true.
Yeah. So maybe it was one of those, that type of phenomenon.
But I should be better now. Thank you for the peanut butter cup.
Well, you're welcome. I love those things, man.
I should be good to go for the rest.
It's like it's instant offense. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
The stomach, not growling anymore.
It's like an extended handoff. You know what I mean? We're going to get seven. We're going to be second and three now. We're ready to go. We're cooking now.
Graham and Prairie Grove with a great question. Isn't job shadowing just legalized stalking?
That's a good poll question.
That's a great poll question. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. This bulletin from the Southeastern Conference, Hagan Smith, SEC Pitcher of the Year.
Hey, not a co?
No.
Oh,
solo
wow.
Pitcher of the Year. The third Razorback in program history to be named Pitcher of the Year. So, there you go.
Wow.
He broke the strikeout record on Thursday, and Nick Schmidt was the SEC Pitcher of the Year in 06, and of course, Kevin Copps back in 2021. So, there you go. So, that's the big one. A couple of other all-SEC honors, but, I mean, Pitcher of the Year is pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
I mean, this is in this league where, you know, they take the baseball pretty seriously. So, SEC Pitcher of the Year. He'll pitch at some point in Hoover. I don't know if it'll be Thursday or Friday's game. I'm not sure how they want to line it up. Do you want to get him an extra day? He will not be pitching Wednesday, I would imagine. I would imagine that is out of the question.
It depends on what their goal is. I mean, he's got to go down and get some work.
Right. He'll go Thursday or Friday. If he goes Thursday, that's a week from the last start, and it gives him an extra day for next Friday when the regionals start.
Yeah.
Or you could go back to Friday if you save him for the Friday. I don't know what they're going to do.
Can't
they haven't
imagine
said yet.
He's going to throw more than 30 pitches.
I don't know. See, I'm not in this camp of people that you have to throttle everything down for the conference tournament and then ramp it all back up next week. You know, you know how many times in all the years that Arkansas has been in the SEC tournament and whatnot, you know how many years they've gone 0-2 in Hoover and went to Omaha? Twice.
Mm.
Twice.
Okay.
So it is not like an automatic. And then they won the thing in 21 and they didn't make it to Omaha. So I don't think you can just – I think you just have to go play. Now, there are instances where, you know, you probably don't use Hudson White for every single game because you don't need your catcher having three, four, five games, you know, in a week before.
For some teams, this is really, really important. For Arkansas, it's not.
It is not important.
It's not important. And if you're going down there just to get some guys some reps, some at-bats, and get guys some innings – if you're just using it as an exercise, fine.
It's important from a confidence standpoint because you've got some people who are struggling that need to, need to have good things happen, and you've got some people that are feeling pretty good that you want them to keep feeling pretty good going into the NCAA tournament next weekend. But I am not in this. You just rest everybody for the SEC tournament. You can't do it that way in baseball.
No,
it doesn't work that way.
No.
Doesn't work that way.
I think you've got to. You know, the one thing you don't want to do is Hagan Smith isn't going to get a full start next week. Get him 30 pitches. Get him warmed up. Get him 30 pitches. Get him out. And you just want him to get his work in. Be sharp. That's all you're asking for your pitchers. The hitters, you know, the guys that are struggling.
Does he go five?
No.
You just go like
no, unless he strikes every. Or,
well, it depends.
Unless he gets 10 fly balls, no. Yeah, I don't. It's the pitch count. It's not the innings.
Okay.
I don't want him throwing. You know, I don't want him throwing 65 pitches. 30 pitches. Be sharp. Get in. Get out.
Right.
And get the hitters that are struggling, the at bats can't hurt.
Right. Now let's there's a lot of time to talk about how they're going to manage Hagan Smith and all that stuff. But let's talk about this. They had a real tension convention on the morning show this morning, didn't they? What happened there?
Okay. So
what happened there?
I was in the car. I dropped my daughter off at basketball practice. And I'm coming back. So, and I caught.
Can I just say real quick? So this is what it's like when the other show causes controversy and not mine. All right, good. This is weird.
Didn't do anything here.
Through the looking glass.
Yeah. And like I, the first thing I did when DQ walked in, I'm like, hey, pull this up. And I just wanted her opinion on it. Yeah. And all I got from her was, wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've gotten some texts on it. And yeah.
Well, look, I mean, I don't have any interest in, you know, the dynamics of those two, but I'll just address their points. They're both right.
Yeah.
People take winning the West way too for granted around here. I don't think you can argue that. But at the same time, like, branching off of a sentence someone says and turning it into a topic is kind of the whole point of all of this. So if we're going to not be able to do that, we might as well just put religious programming on and go about our day. Because, I mean, like, they're both right.
Yes.
Like, Chuck's right, but Ty taking something and jumping off to another point, that's what we do.
So we're getting,
like, that's the whole thing.
We're getting some text here. What happened? Okay, so Chuck's point was that we shouldn't take the winning the West for granted, the toughest division in baseball. We all know the line and verse on that. And he's right.
Is it the American League East the toughest division in baseball?
God, no, the Red Sox are in it.
Okay.
No, they suck. Which is, you should, because if the football team won the West, they'd have a damn parade, hang a banner, they do all kinds of things.
Well, there is no West to win anymore. Like,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah. And then Ty, he said, well, you know, there are a lot of fans that, you know, they've done this. You know, Omaha that matters. Omaha's the goal. Also right. True.
Yeah.
Also true. I don't know where the dividing line was and why it got as testy as it did, but both points are accurate. Winning the West should not be taken for granted. It should be celebrated. But you've got to sell it. You live it up for 24 hours and move on. The West isn't the ultimate goal.
They've won the West 9 times.
Yep. Been there, done that.
9 times.
Been there, done that.
Including 4 out of the last, 5 out of the last 6-7 years, because 20 didn't happen. They didn't win it in 22, but they won it in 18, 19, 21, 23, and 24.
Okay. So this is, again, been here, been
old
there, done
hat.
That. Been there, done that.
Right.
Now, you know, winning the West is great, and it is. It is something that should be acknowledged and celebrated, but it's not the ultimate goal. And I think we're in that weird, you know, view in sports now where, like, a team, you know, take football, for example. Last year, Michigan winning the Rose Bowl would have been their Super Bowl, but that wasn't the ultimate goal. It was 10 days later when they won the national title. We're in that realm here. Winning the West is great. But it's not the ultimate goal.
Well, I just think that a lot of this is the fans take their cues from Dave, and Dave didn't make a big deal about it over the weekend. You know, he was talking about, we got a lot more stuff to do, you know, not a lot of celebrating, on and on and on. So you can't have the head coach say, not a big deal, and then when the fans say that, like, you can't be mad at the fans. The fans are echoing what the head coach basically presented on Friday night, Zach, which is, oh, you know, this is nice, but we've got other things that we... What did he say about Hagan? He's got a lot more baseball. There's a lot more baseball to go here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not nothing, but, I mean, Dave didn't make a big deal about it.
No, he didn't.
The fans didn't either.
And it's you're in that Alabama zone when it comes to winning the West with Arkansas baseball. You win it so often, it's, you know, you've been there, you've done that, and yes, it is a big deal. And when you don't win it, it stings. But they have, and they keep winning it. They keep going, keep going, keep going. But yeah, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm with Ty that, okay, fine, but it's not why you're here.
Right.
You know, you could slip into the, you could be a 4 seed and just slip into the postseason. The ultimate goal is Omaha, and that's all that should be the goal. If you pick up the bona fides along the way, you win the West, great. Right. If you win the SEC tournament, great. But it's not why you're here.
But a lot of that comes from the program. Like, the fans just didn't wake up and go, you know what, you better go to Omaha every year, we're gonna be mad. Like, no, this is what they pitch in recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
This is why they pass on some people, because some people don't want the pressure of that, and you don't want those guys in your program. The guys they get want the pressure of, you know, this is what we do here, this is how it goes. So I just think that sometimes people are trying to have it both ways over there at school when they tell everybody all year Omaha are bust, and then they accomplish something that is in Omaha. The people kind of shrug their shoulders, and then the school's like, well, wait a minute, this is an accomplishment. Well, that doesn't jive up with everything else you told us all year. So, I mean, which way do you want it? You can't be half pregnant here. Like, you either tell everybody that everything's a great accomplishment, or you tell everybody, you know, we're Omaha. This is Omaha Hogs. They put a sign up in the stadium. You can't have it both ways with the fans.
Some of what Dave says in his postgame is coach speak, and he does that a lot. He will dial it down. He doesn't want to. You don't want to get in there going, hey, we won the West, and everybody else in the division sucks, and we've done it 9 times, and y'all haven't done it. He doesn't want to get in there and say that. He also understands that, hey, man, you got a game tomorrow, and you're going to have games next week and the week after that. And there is a longer – it's like winning a division in the NBA. Cool, but it's not the ultimate goal. The next step is the ultimate goal.
The NBA, only like the loser franchises hang division championship banners, you know? Like the real franchises, like the Spurs, the Lakers, they hang – NBA championship banners. But, you know, but like the Orlando Magic would hang a division championship banner.
The Rays hang wild card banners.
A wild card banner,
now,
yeah,
there
exactly.
are guys on that roster that have never won the West. So to them, it's probably a bigger deal than somebody who's won it 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
And that's one of the renewable deals in college sports is every year your roster is different. You've got new guys on there. There are people, Mason Williams never won the West. Well, guess what? He's going to get a ring out of the deal.
Yeah.
So it is a big deal. And it depends on who you ask. Is it a big deal to Dave? No, he's won it 9 times.
Yeah.
Is it a big deal to Mason Molina? Probably.
Yeah. Well, you're right, there are people that have never done it before. But again, I think they're both right. Like people fans do not give winning the Western Division its proper platitudes, but the fans are taking their cues from the university that told us it wasn't a big deal anyway. All that matters is Omaha. That's what they say. So you can't tell people X and then expect Y. You know, if you tell them X, you're going to get X. So,
all right. So what we're doing is we're saying this is a mutual knockdown. Go to your corners. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm still trying to figure out if he had to use a vacation day because he left 22 minutes into the thing. I don't know the ruling on that. That could be very important to me at some point in my life. I'd like to know what the answer is there. But yeah. And then, and this is why this clip should go viral and be sent to Awful Announcing. And then the coup de grace. The best part is floundering for anywhere else to go to break the tension. They went right into a commercial. It was beautiful. You couldn't have drawn it up any better. This is the way that it went. You've got two people that don't want to talk to each other anymore. Someone had to say something. Let's read an ad. It was beautiful. It was so beautiful. I wept. I heard it. I wept. It was amazing. This clip should go viral. It's better than anything we've ever done. I'm telling you. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
Where's Scoop? Where's Arkansas Woj to spin this clip around the internet 3 million times? Let's go. This is fantastic. Yeah. It's the greatest thing ever.
Because there's that awkward silence.
I know.
And it's a 5 count. I mean, it's a legitimate 5 count.
Yeah.
I mean, you were halfway to getting knocked out. And then boom.
Rusty heard it live. He says it was glorious. It was. It was amazing. I'll tell you this, because we have a tendency to do this around. The worst thing we can do is run from that. You have to embrace that. It's one of the greatest things that happened here in 2 years. We got to embrace this thing. The worst thing we can do is run for. When Rene Gorek wore the Florida hat, and they didn't embrace it, they ran from it. When we did my thing, we didn't embrace it, we ran from it. We cannot run from this. We have to embrace this. This is tremendous. We need to send this to Jason Barrett today, the Barrett sports media guy. Yeah. This needs to go around the world like 10 times. It's amazing. Did they put it in the podcast?
I have no idea.
I did learn my lesson on a couple things. But
never give them a second shot at you. Ever. You get away with it once, never give them a second shot.
Man, that's good stuff, man. That was so good.
Yeah. It was something.
That was fantastic. Yeah, BE's right. The only thing missing, and there's a deep drive into left by Castellanos.
See, now if Tommy had hit it with that, and then, man. And they could have just walked off. That's a walk-off.
That's it. Yeah, that's right. What a beautiful moment that was. Oh, man. All right. 866-285-4005 to join us here on the McLarty Daniel hotline here on Ruskin and Zach. So what do you think about all this out there? What do you heard it? What side are you on? What say you? The populace out there. What do you think about all this? We're in the West. It's happened 9 times. I think 8 of them under Dave. Is that right? Let me see.
I believe
here.
That's correct.
Yeah. 8 of them under Dave. Norm won it in 99. And then the other times under Dave at Arkansas. What do you think about all this? Let us know. Okay. Well, we covered pretty much all the baseball didn't we?
Yeah, we got everything in.
We'll tell you, they either play Alabama or South Carolina on Wednesday. That'll be determined tomorrow.
Mm,
and the winner moves on. And what you know what's, I think this is a coincidence. I don't think it's irony. Both of those teams beat Arkansas this year.
That is correct.
That is a coincidence,
now, Alabama,
not irony.
Alabama beat, no, they beat them once. Did they lose 2 out of 3 to Auburn? No, it was Alabama. It was Alabama. It was down there. And South Carolina, they took 2 of 3.
They lost the Alabama series, and they won the South Carolina series. They lost game one of a doubleheader and then won game two.
Right.
So, yeah, they won that series. But, yeah, they have lost to both of those teams, which is kind of a it's a coincidence. And you're going to hear a lot of people call it irony. They're wrong. It's a coincidence.
Looming is a date, potentially. If you win with Tennessee,
that could happen. Yes.
Will Dave and Tony yell at each other again?
That could happen.
They haven't seen each other since.
Yeah,
then, right?
Tony was here last year.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all water under the bridge.
Well, that's
point.
No fun.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I liked it when, you know, I miss the old days when Darryl Royal and Frank Broyles pretended they didn't like each other, but they went on vacations to Cabo together. Like, knowing that the arch rival coaches are friends is really kind of a bummer. It's a buzzkill.
Yeah.
Could you at least keep up the facade so we think you hate each other?
We both liked each other.
Yeah, see, that's no good.
It doesn't work for me.
That's no good.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.